King Keith had a right royal cold. He sneezed and wheezed. His throat hurt. He lay in his bed shouting for this and that. When they brought him this, he wanted that. When they brought him that, he wanted something altogether different. He moaned and groaned and bossed and bullied until everyone was worn out. Queen Frieda finally got so tired of him that she sent for the royal doctor.
"Your Majesty, it's me, Dr. Coldfingers. Can I come in?" called the doctor, knocking on the door.
"No,"
snapped King Keith.
"Go away. I don't want a doctor. Tell the cook to bring me chocolate ice cream. Achoo!"
"Rubbish," said Dr. Coldfingers, going in anyway. "The last thing you need is chocolate ice cream. I know, because I'm a doctor."
"Oh, really?"
King Keith glared at Dr. Coldfingers over his hot water bottle.
"So what do I need, Coldfingers, in your opinion?"
"Medicine,"
said Dr. Coldfingers firmly, producing a large bottle of something green and nasty-looking from behind his back.
"Oh, no, I don't,"
said King Keith.
"Oh, yes, you do. Open up."
"No,"
said King Keith, and dived under the pillows.
"Come out, Your Majesty, and drink your medicine like a brave king," coaxed Dr. Coldfingers.
"Go away,"
said King Keith. Just then, Queen Frieda came in. Her nose was very red and sore-looking.
"Good morning, Doctor. Good morning, dearest," said Queen Frieda. "Look, I've picked you a bunch of tulips. They're the ones you planted yourself in the town square. How is your cold?"
"Achoo! Terrible! Did you send for him?"
growled King Keith, pointing at Dr. Coldfingers.
"I most certainly did."
"Why? I don't want him. I don't like doctors."
"But, dearest, you must get rid of your cold. You're giving it to everyone in the palace. It's very selfish of you."
"Achoo!
Drink the medicine, there's a dear."
"No,"
said King Keith.
"Never! I hate medicine. It tastes nasty."
"But you haven't tried it. Look, I'll take a spoonful."
Queen Frieda opened her mouth. Dr. Coldfingers unscrewed the bottle and tipped it up. The green nasty stuff oozed into the spoon with a glopping sound, and Queen Frieda swallowed it. She made a little face, but that was all.
"There, that wasn't so bad. Now you."
"Shan't,"
said King Keith, and closed his lips tight together.